Some of America's richest political activists are pouring money into new super PACs as they seek to influence the issues in upcoming Senate and House races. Billionaires, including Sheldon Adelson, the Koch brothers, and Fred Eichner, used super PACs to support their favored presidential candidates in 2012. Now add to that list hedge fund billionaires Thomas Steyer and Paul Singer. They're among those deploying their money to promote their agendas. We'll hear from Tom Steyer in a few moments. He wants to make climate change a defining issue for Democrats. First, here's NPR's Peter Overby with a look at what Steyer and Singer are doing.
Tom Steyer used to run a hedge fund. Then he quit with about $1.5 billion and set out to break Washington's gridlock on climate change. Chris Lehane once worked for Al Gore, an advocate of climate change action. Now he's Steyer's political advisor. He says the price tag for Steyer's effort starts around $50 million.
Hey, $100 million, if not more, is a pretty good deal if you're going to try to save the planet.
Last year's gubernatorial race in Virginia was a test run. Steyer's organization got a list of 250,000 unlikely voters. Lehane says they identified voters who cared about climate change.
We targeted them by going door to door. We targeted them with mail. We targeted them by having members from their community have conversations with them.
And on election day,
somewhere around 55 to 65,000 voters actually showed up and voted.
If they all voted for Democrat Terry McAuliffe, that would more than account for his winning margin. But Steyer's message isn't always about climate change. This ad, online now, is about the Keystone XL pipeline, but it also invokes American fears of Chinese ascendancy.
The oil lobbyists and politicians, they take Americans for suckers. Keystone means more profit for investors like China, more power for their economy, and more carbon pollution for the world.
As for Paul Singer, one of the leading conservatives in the hedge fund world, he's at odds with the Republican Party on some big issues, such as gay rights. He has a joint fundraising committee steering money to Republicans going after Democratic Senate seats. He also has a super PAC that can put out its own message. Donors include other prominent conservatives in the finance industry. Vivica Novak is with the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, which analyzes campaign cash. She says Singer seems to be sending a message
that this is a group of serious people with serious money, and they don't necessarily want to rely on the party to get the message out.
Singer's organization didn't respond last week to interview requests. Ray LaRaja is a political scientist at the University of Massachusetts, Amherst. He says the rise of crusading billionaires raises concerns about the political system.
It's not corruption in the quid pro sense, but it's this kind of scare tactics. We'll make you listen to us because we can throw $100 million in this race.
He says billionaires can replace the party in setting the agenda for a race.
If you have a lot of money, you say, this is what I want to do. There's no willingness to compromise, and it's like putting a pistol to someone's head. Here we go.
And candidates who go up against this would do so at their own peril. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.